Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac open for business as usual this morning, but the troubled mortgage giants, which play a huge role in the U.S. housing industry, will be answering to a new set of bosses. Yesterday, the Bush administration made it official. The government is taking over Fannie and Freddie. To keep the companies afloat, the administration said it would funnel many billions of dollars in taxpayer money into the companies. We'll hear in a moment from Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson, who just a few weeks ago promised Congress that if it approved a taxpayer bailout, that would make it very unlikely the government would ever have to resort to one. First, NPR's Jim Zaroli explains how it came to this.
For months, U.S. officials had tried to downplay the danger that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac posed to the financial system. Regulators said the companies had plenty of capital on hand to keep operating. But yesterday, government officials acknowledged that conditions had gotten worse. James Lockhart is director of the Federal Housing Finance Agency.
Unfortunately, as housing prices, earnings, and capital have continued to fall, their ability to fulfill their mission has deteriorated. In particular, the capacity of their capital to absorb further losses while supporting new business activity is now in doubt.
The changes that the administration announced are historic. They fundamentally redraw the boundaries of the U.S. housing industry. Until now, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have been hybrid entities owned by shareholders like any public company, but implicitly guaranteed by the federal government. Now the government will control them. They'll be placed into what's called a conservatorship, and their CEOs have been dismissed and replaced. Tom Stanton, an adjunct professor at Johns Hopkins University, says the seizure of the companies was necessary.
This is really important because two companies under stress like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have a temptation to do what the regulators call betting the bank, which is to say taking a high-stakes gamble in order to try to redeem themselves financially.
The government also agreed to buy shares of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and set up a credit facility to lend them money, as much as $100 billion each. They hope this will persuade people to keep investing in the companies. If investors stop doing so, the companies will no longer have the money to buy mortgages, and the U.S. housing market will look even worse than it does today. But Tom Stanton says by agreeing to back the companies financially, the government is placing itself on the hook for billions of dollars.
When the Congressional Budget Office tried to estimate the potential cost to taxpayers of giving Treasury the powers to do what it has done today, they came up with a number of $25 billion, and they openly confessed that it could be zero, it could be $100 billion. You simply don't know until the housing market bottoms out.
And Stanton says the picture is further clouded by the fact that no one yet knows how much bad debt Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac hold. Economist Vince Reinhardt of the American Enterprise Institute says for the government to take on so much additional debt is risky.
If the Treasury is in the business of filling in blank checks, if they're providing funds to Fannie and Freddie and, you know, using funds to purchase mortgage-backed securities, the budget deficit can move even higher relative to what it is now.
But doing nothing is even riskier. If investors lose confidence in Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac securities, they will try to sell them. And that's not just a problem for the housing industry. Many holders of the company's debt are foreigners. If they sell off the two companies' securities, they may decide to reinvest the money they make in a foreign country. And that would put huge pressure on the dollar, leaving it weaker and fueling inflation. That means U.S. officials are having to choose between bad alternatives. There's also a chance that the decision to buy Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac stock could turn out to be a smart one. If the housing market recovers, owning a piece of the two mortgage giants could turn out to be profitable. But given the market's recent history, that's far from a safe bet. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.